Hello and welcome to the International Soccer Preview by Soccerphiles Canada. I'm Kevin.
And I'm Connor, and today we will be looking at the squad for Morocco for African Cup 2021.
Right, so for people watching on the YouTube, we will keep a very simple graphic where we list the players' names. And you can actually see the names as we mispronounce them. And for those listening on a podcast, we're going to try to repeat the names a few times to help you familiarize with them. So the way we do this is we kind of go through the players and look at some of the data that we have in the soccer files for them. And using that data, try to predict how likely they are to make the team. So whether they're definite, likely, possible, but unlikely, seem to be off the squad, retired or injured. And sometimes we have a category for new, a player that didn't show up on our Soccerphiles radar, but was nevertheless named to the team. So we'll categorize those. And then Connor is going to tell us which ones, after we predict, which ones made it and which one didn't. Are we ready to rock, Connor?
Let's go.
All right. Well, we begin with manager Vahid Halil Hodit. I'm not sure if I'm saying that right.
Yeah, Vahid Halahodic.
Halahodic.
So, yeah, he's a Bosnian manager. He formerly played internationally with Yugoslavia. He's had a long career as a manager and kind of alternated between club and national teams. Coaching Ivory Coast, Algeria, Japan, and now Morocco, who he's coached since 2019.
Yeah, and as Connor says, he has coached those teams, and he went through the African Cup 2010 with Ivory Coast. They were knocked out in the quarterfinal there, and Algeria for the 2013 African Cup and 2014 World Cup. Algeria did well, particularly in the World Cup there. Okay, so we're going to mark him as a definite for this one, because we don't see that changing before we begin. And we're going to move on to goalkeepers. And ranked as definite, we have Yassine Bounou. And we rank him as definite mostly because he's played 9 of their 10 games in 2021 and was on the bench for the other.
Yeah, he's an experienced player who has 35 caps. He's 30 years old, and he currently plays with Sevilla in Spain.
That's right. He was actually born in Canada, Connor.
Oh, really? Where in Canada?
In Montreal, Canada.
Oh, very neat.
Yeah. And he was a backup keeper in 2017 African Cup and the 2018 World Cup. He didn't see any action in those tournaments, but he was the starter for the 2019 African Cup. All right. Next one is... so I'm going to put him as the likely starter there, Connor. Do you agree?
Yeah, I think so. He started, like you said, 9 of their past 10 games. So very likely to be in the squad and starting.
Yeah, I guess we shouldn't decide until we know whether he made the squad. But next one is Munir Mohand, or he's often listed as Munir Mohammadi. And we have him as a possible candidate. He played 2 of their 10 games in 2021, on the bench for 6 of those and not selected for the last 2 matches.
Yeah, he has previously played in Spain with Numancia and Malaga, but currently plays with Hatayspor in Turkey. And he has 41 caps, so actually slightly more than Yassine Bounou, who we talked about earlier.
Right. He actually was the starting keeper before Bounou. He was the starter in the 2017 African Cup and the 2018 World Cup. But it looks like Bounou took over the first string keeper duties in 2019 because Mohand was just a substitute there. All right. Also possible is Ahmed Reza Tagnauti. And we have him as possible because he, although he played none of their 10 games in 2021, he was on the bench for four of those, including the last two.
Yeah, he currently plays in Morocco with Wydad Casablanca, where he's been since 2017. He's actually played his whole career in Morocco. He's slightly younger than the other two, 25 years old, and has just three caps for Morocco so far.
Yeah, despite that, he's been to a couple of tournaments. He was on the bench in 2018 for the World Cup and the 2019 African Cup. So it looks like he's kind of waiting for his turn. And finally, also at the possible level, we have Anas Zaniti. And Anas Zaniti had played none of their 10 games in 2021, but was on the bench for nine of them.
Yeah, he also plays his club football in Morocco, also in Casablanca, but not for Wydad. He plays for Raja Casablanca. And he's been with the team since 2013 and has 19 caps in that time.
Yeah, and actually, he was on the bench for the 2013 African Cup, but he hasn't been selected for a cup since then. In 2019, he was on the preliminary squad, but didn't make it to the final squad. Okay, so that brings us to the end of the goalkeeper candidate. So now let's turn and see which one of them made it.
All right. Well, Yacine Bounou did make it, and as we already mentioned, we think it's likely he'll be the starter. Muneer Mohand also made it onto the squad, and then Anas Zaniti was initially on the squad, but actually had to withdraw or was replaced. So that's opened the door for Ahmed Reda Tagnaouti.
Ah, interesting. Okay, so Zaniti out injured and Tagnauti in as his replacement. So it looks like Zaniti was the third keeper there, but now has lost that position.
Yeah. All
Yeah,
right.
and sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, so all the names we mentioned were clearly in contention. The only three of them, of course, coming to the tournament. But yeah, let's move on to defenders.
Right, okay. For central defence, the top candidate, we have a couple of top candidates actually. The first one is Nayef Agurd, and we consider him definite because he played eight of their 10 games in 2021 on the bench for the other two.
Yeah, he's 25 years old and he currently plays in France with Rennes. He has 14 caps for Morocco, having made his debut in 2016.
Yeah, and Nayef Agurd did not make it to the squads for the 2018 World Cup or the 2019 African Cup. Not selected for either of the preliminary squads there, but he seems to have nailed down a position with the national team now. And finally, sorry, our final definite kind of candidate is Roman Saiss. He had played nine of their 10 games in 2021 and was on the bench for the last game, but looks like a definite candidate there.
Yeah, one of their more experienced defenders and high profile. He has 53 caps for the national team, and Saiss plays with Wolverhampton in England, which he's done so since 2016. So that was with Wolves in the Championship, and of course, the last several seasons in the Premier League.
Yeah, so he's the captain of the squad now, actually, and he's been at tournaments since 2017. If you don't mind, Connor, I'm just going to say the years 2017 and 2019 being African Cups and 2018 being the World Cup.
Yeah.
But he was a starter for all of those tournaments, so pretty established on the team. I think there's no doubt he's going to be there. Okay, Sofiane Tchakla is our next candidate, and we have him as a likely, having first appeared on the bench in March, He earned his first cap that same month and played three of their remaining 10 games in 2021, but he was on the bench for the seven others.
Yeah, those three games is only three appearances for the national team, but as you said, he's been kind of in and around this entire past year. So yeah, he's 28 years old and he currently plays in Belgium with Leuven.
Right, so Sophie Anchakla, a likely candidate, but probably looks like he'll be on the bench. Okay, and then we have two possible candidates, Jawad El-Yamik. Jawad El-Yamik is possible because he played two, including the last one of their 10 games in 2021, and he was on the bench for three others, though not selected for five games.
Yeah, he plays with Real Valladolid in Spain, having previously played with Genoa in Italy. And he has 19 caps and actually three goals, so decent for a defender, having made his debut in 2016.
Right, even though he did make that debut, he wasn't part of the 2018 or 2019 tournaments. Not selected even for the preliminary squads there. So if he does arrive, he looks like he would be a substitute. And now we have Sammy May. You may try to pronounce that name, Connor.
I won't, so instead I'll spell it. It's M-M-A-E-E.
Yeah, okay. He played one of their 10 games in 2021, but was on the bench for four others. But not selected for five games, including the last two. So a bit of an outside possibility.
Yeah, after spending most of his career in Belgium, he currently plays for Ferencváros in Hungary, who are among the most powerful teams there and occasionally pop up in the Champions League or Europa League as well.
All right. Well, we have a few more other names to mention, but they're either possible but unlikely, or seem to be off the squad. However, we won't give that much information about them unless they're kind of a historical player leaving the team. Then we'll give a bit more information. But I'll start with Badr Benun, and we have him as possible but unlikely. He had returned after an almost three-year absence in December 2021 to play in the Arab Cup, but I'm not sure that... will give him much consideration for this tournament. Do you want to do the next one, Connor?
Sure. Next is Younes Abdelhamid. His last appearance for the national team was in October 2020. He was part of the African Cup 2019 squad, but saw no action.
Right. And Zuhair Fedal played the first of their 10 games in 2021, was on the bench for the second one, and then not selected for the last eight matches. So seems to have seems to be off the squad now. But we will come back and give some biographical data if he makes the squad.
One of the players who seems to have retired is Mehdi Benatia. He's a big name, actually former captain of the team, but he last played for Morocco in the 2019 African Cup. But he had a pretty prolific career playing with teams such as Roma, Bayern Munich, and Juventus in a long career.
That's right. And he was at all the cups from 2012 to 2019. But sadly, they seem to have lost his services. And same with Manuel da Costa. He's kind of the last of the players we'll mention, and last appeared for the national team in the 2019 African Cup. But in fact, he was only ever kind of a bench player, even though he did. Oh no, he was a starter in the 2017 African Cup, but a bench player in the two cups after that. All right. Well, that's a lot of names, Connor. Are we ready to announce who made it?
Yeah, and Morocco brought five center defenders to the African Cup. That includes both our definites, Naïef Aguerd and Romain Saïss. It also includes Sofyan Chakla, who we had as likely. It includes Sami May. And as well, it includes one player we thought was possible but unlikely, and that's Badr Benoun. He was not part of the initial 25-man squad, but was one of three players added to the final squad as teams were allowed to take 28 players to the African Cup.
All right. Well, I've categorized Nayef Aguerd and Roman Saiz as starters, Sofiane Chakla as a possible starter, and Sami May and Badr Benoun as substitutes. Do you agree with that, Connor?
I do. Roman Saiz as captain, I believe, will certainly start. And then Nayef Aguerd, he played the most games in 2021 out of all the others. So I think it'll be those two that we see.
Yeah. And we'll see when the games start getting played. But sorry, I had put those in the wrong category for those on YouTube. So I'm just going to fix that and move on to left back. So we have two definite candidates here too, which maybe means that one of them is playing out of position. But the first one is Ashraf Hakimi. And we have him as definite, having played 9 of their 10 games in 2021 and on the bench for the other. He also got 2 goals in qualifying.
Yeah, he has 41 caps despite his young age. He's just 23 years old.
Wow.
And when you look at some of the teams he's played for, it's perhaps easy to understand why. He's played for Real Madrid, including a loan spell at Borussia Dortmund, Inter Milan, and currently with PSG. So a young player, but already a star for them.
Yeah, and already feels like a veteran in my mind because he's a very familiar name to me. But in fact, the World Cup 2018 was his first tournament. But he started and finished that as well as the all games in the 2019 African Cup. So I think we can be pretty confident that he'll be on the squad. And we're also confident about Adam Messina being selected. Even though his first cap was in March 2021, he played 7 of their remaining 10 games and was on the bench for the 3 others.
Yeah, new to the squad, but seems to have established himself. Adam Messina currently plays with Watford in England and has done so since 2018.
All right. He hasn't played any tournaments, of course, having earned his first cap in 2021. Now, going to a possible candidate is Sufyan El-Karouani. And we consider him possible because he first appeared on the bench in September and earned his first cap in October and then played 3 of their remaining 6 games while on the bench for 3 others.
Yeah, he's another young player, 21 years old, and he currently plays his football in the Netherlands with Nijmegen.
Yeah. Okay, and he was actually born in the Netherlands as well. Okay, now we'll just kind of go through the next ones quickly. Ashraf Lazar is considered possible but unlikely because he played just 1 of their 10 games in 2021. Was injured for the last 5 of those, so he might be an injury risk as well, and was on the bench for 1. So besides being an injury, we had him as possible but unlikely. Do you want to give us the next player, Connor?
Yeah, this is somebody who seems to be off the squad. It's Abdelkarim Badi. He's only 25 years old, but he last appeared for the national team on the bench in October 2019.
Right. He was on the bench for the African Cup 2019 also, but didn't see any action. And then kind of a veteran leaving the team. Well, not really, but a familiar name to me at least is Hamza Mendil. Oh, okay. You go ahead. Seems to be off the team, I'd say.
Yeah, he does. He last appeared for the national team on the bench in November 2020.
Right, I just saw that he's actually only 24 years old, but he's been around for quite a while.
Yeah, 20 caps for the team, but none recently.
Yeah. Okay, well, that is, what, six or seven players for the left-back position, but I imagine they're only going to bring a couple.
Yeah, in fact, they brought three. That's both our definites, Ashraf Hakimi and Adam Messina, and then also brought Sofiane El Karani, who we listed as possible.
Right. And I think Ashraf Hakimi and Adam Messina are both starters. They both started a lot of games in 2021. So I'm guessing one of them was playing out of position. So I've coded them both as starters and Sofiane El Karouani as a substitute. Any objections or corrections there?
No objections from me there.
Okay. With right backs, though, so maybe one of those guys is actually switching positions, because the most likely candidate we have for right back is at the possible level. And we have two there, beginning with Sofiane Alakouch. He just earned his first cap in November and then played both of their remaining two games. So maybe they're looking for a right back there, Connor.
Yeah, very new to the squad. He's 23 years old and he plays with Metz in France, and obviously no previous tournament participation.
Right. Yeah. Okay. And the other one is Ayoub El Amloud. And Ayoub El Amloud earned his first cap in June and played one of their remaining eight games and was on the bench for four others. But he wasn't selected for the last three, or for three games, including the last two. Do you want to introduce him?
Sure. He's another domestically based player playing with Wydad Casablanca. Just the one cap to his name. He's 27 years old, so a little bit older than Alakouch.
Right, a little late joining the team there. Okay, and the only other names we have here are considered either off the squad or retired, so we won't go far beyond mentioning them by name, but Fouad Chafik. Fouad Chafik is 35 years old now. That's probably the reason. He last appeared for the national team in September 2019 and was never really firmly established on the squad anyway.
Yeah, another is Issam Chabaki. He had played none of their 10 games in 2021. He was on the bench for the first two, but then not selected for the previous eight matches coming into this tournament.
Yeah, also seemed to have a bit of trouble breaking into the squad. But someone who did break into the squad much better, but maybe retired at 35 now, is Nabil Dirar. And Nabil Dirar is last appeared for the national team in November 2019, but part of the squad from 2017, and sometimes a starter, usually a starter.
And finally, Nusair Mazraoui. He actually made a couple appearances in the 2019 African Cup, but last appeared for the national team in November 2020.
Yeah, just 24 years old there. So played for Ajax in Netherlands too. So I wouldn't be surprised if we see him again sometime. Maybe this time, Connor. How are we looking?
Well, they brought three left backs, but only one right back made the squad. And that is Sofiane Alakouch.
Okay, and we had him as, our first possible candidate. Well, given his participation, I think I'm going to put him as a maybe. He played two games at the end there. What do you think, Connor?
Yeah, perhaps, but it does seem like perhaps one of the left backs is possibly playing out of position, because they seem to have more appearances than any of the right backs do.
Right. It does almost look like they're trying players out for the right back position. Okay, well, we'll move on to midfielders now. And we have one kind of versatile or roving midfielder. But actually, he's probably in the off-the-squad category, but a very familiar name, Younes Belhanda. However, he seems to be off the squad, having last played in the 2019 African Cup. Do you want to just tell us a little bit about him, since he's a veteran?
Yeah, 58 caps between 2010 and 2019. So definitely part of the national team setup. He currently plays with Adana Demirspor in Turkey, having previously played for Galatasaray, so one of the biggest clubs in Turkey before that. And before that, he was with Dinamo Kiev from 2013 to 17.
Right. And he was involved in most of the tournaments from 2012 onwards, but was injured in 2017. But he was there in 2019. Okay, well, we'll save him for a bit later to see if he made it or not, and move on to defensive midfielders. But here we really don't have any strong candidates either. At the possible but unlikely level is Yaya Jabrain. And I'll just say he played 3 of their 10 games in 2021 and was on the bench for one other, but not selected for the last 6. So I think we'll move on from him, Connor, and give some detail if he happens to be selected.
All right. One who appears to be off the squad, in fact, is Yusuf Ait Benacer. He's only 25 years old, but he last appeared for the national team in September 2019, having previously been part of their African Cup 2019 squad.
Yeah, he started game 1 there, but was subbed out at 70 and lost that starting position. So seems like he's never really recovered from that. Another player who seems to be off the squad is Elmedi Karnas. And, we won't talk about him much because he plays mostly in local tournaments for the Moroccan team. So let's move on.
Right, and then the last player I'll mention is Mehdi Bourabia, who played with Sassuolo in Italy, but he last appeared for the national team in October 2019.
Right, he was a starter in the 2019 African Cup, but again, he's another one who lost his starting position there, so not sure we're going to see them again. Let's do a check-in, Connor, and see if any of these players have made it.
Well, none of these players that we've mentioned so far have made the squad. So we didn't consider any really even possible. None made it. But let's talk about central midfielders next and see who's most likely to kind of play that position.
Right. Well, we have one that we consider a definite, and that's Sofyan Amrabat. He played 9 of their 10 games in 2021 and was on the bench for the other.
Yeah. Sofyan Amrabat, a big name from Morocco. 27 caps, all coming since 2017. So definitely a regular player for them. He plays currently with Fiorentina in Italy, having previously moved from Club Bruges in 2020.
Right, and even though he seems a definite here, he hasn't actually participated in tournaments that much. He appeared only in Game 1 in the 2018 World Cup. He was subbed in at 76, interestingly, to replace his injured brother, Nordin Amrabat. And then in 2019, he wasn't selected even for the preliminary squad. So seems now to have secured a spot with the squad. Okay, a likely candidate is Imran Lusa. I'll get back to that. Imran Lusa first appeared on the bench in September and had earned his first cap in October, but then went on to play all 5 of their remaining games in 2021.
Yeah, and in fact scored two goals in that time. So pretty good showing. He currently plays with Watford. He was a summer signing, having moved from Nantes in France before that. And he's only 22 years old, so a young player.
Right. So born in France, but hasn't played in any tournaments, but seems to have worked himself into the squad quite quickly there.
Yeah, definitely. And he's worked his way into the Watford squad as well, making a few appearances for them already.
Yeah, okay. Now, in the possible but unlikely is Walid El-Karty. He returned after more than 2 year absence in December 2021 to play in the Arab Cup, but hasn't broken into the team as far as we can see. Although I have seen a couple of teams, Connor, that did kind of bring in players from the Arab Cup. I think if they performed really well there, they became a consideration for this squad. But generally there's not a lot of crossover between those two.
Yeah, most of the top players from Morocco did not participate in that Arab Cup. But you're right, it's a great showcase, a great chance to try and, perform well and see if you can kind of, if that takes you into the more regular squad. And, you know, with the African Cup coming so close after the Arab Cup, it's certainly a great audition.
Yeah, and if he did perform very well there, we might see him here. Now, Nassim Boujelab, is off the team, it seems. Last appeared for the national team in November 2020. So kind of came quickly and went quickly, but he's only 22, so he might make inroads a bit later on. Do you want to do the next one, Connor?
Yeah, next is Anouar Touhami. Another one who came in quickly and left quickly, just two caps. And he last played in September 2019.
Right, and we have a couple of veterans kind of on the way out here. So the first one is Mbarak Boussoufa. He last played in the 2019 African Cup, and I think he might have actually stopped playing club soccer as well, Connor.
Yeah, it definitely seems to be retired, if that's the case.
Yeah, 37 years old, looks likely. Sorry, I thought we were going to give details, but we won't unless they return. Do you want to do the next one?
Sure. Next is Karim El Amadi. He played in all their major tournaments, it seems, from 2012 onward up to 2019. But the African Cup 2019 was his last appearance.
Yeah, and he's 36 years old now, so... all right, well, let us see how we did in our predictions.
All right, well, two central midfielders made the squad. That's Sofiane Amrabat and Imran Louza. So the two we identified as definite and likely.
All right. That does seem to leave them a bit thin in the midfield, especially since we have no defensive midfielders.
And in fact, there is one other central midfielder who they've added.
Oh, okay.
And this is a player who's never appeared for them. No caps. And this is 21-year-old Azzedine Unahi. He plays with Angers in France. New to the squad. So kind of a surprise inclusion there.
Yeah, the player is a surprise. But, even with him, they seem a bit thin in the midfield. But definitely seem to need to add a player there. So I would guess he's going to be a substitute, but maybe they'll need. Of course, there's always midfielders on the left and right and wingers who come into that position, so you can never be sure. These designations, titles, are just kind of a guide rather than a rule. All right, let's look at left midfielders, and we only have one name there, and he seems to be off the squad, so I'll deal with it quickly. It's Amin Harit. Amin Harit last played for the national team in November 2020. He was on the World Cup squad, but has been off the squad maybe for quite a while, because he didn't make the African Cup in 2019 either. Okay, that's Amin Harit. We'll come back and check whether he made it, but it seems doubtful. Let's move on to right midfielders. And we have a few candidates at the possible, two candidates at the possible level. You may be surprised by one, Connor, just being possible. But the first one is Mohamed Chibi. Mohamed Chibi earned his first cap in November and played one of their remaining two games in 2021 and was on the bench for the other. So perhaps coming into the squad, Mohamed Chibi.
Yeah, he plays his football with FAR Rabat or FAR Rabat in Morocco.
Right. And now the other one is Hakim Ziyech, which surprised to see as just a possible candidate. He, of course, is the Chelsea player, but he only played the first four of their games in 2021 and was not selected for the last six matches. He scored three of their 10 goals in qualifying, though, and was the top scorer for the team. So any idea what's going on there? You'd think he would be a definite, Connor.
You think he would. Yeah, the Chelsea player with 40 caps and 17 goals to his name. I have heard, though, that he had a bit of a falling out with the manager, which is the reason he wasn't selected for their last six matches, which I believe were World Cup qualifiers.
Right, so, that's right.
So I think that's the reason for it. And if that continues, then his place at this tournament is in doubt.
Yeah, well, he actually didn't make the African Cup team, even though he first played for the Morocco since 2015. I should say he didn't make the 2017 African Cup, but he was a starter in the World Cup and the 2019 African Cup. So, falling out with the manager is the only reasonable explanation there. Okay, and maybe you can do the last one because it seems to be a veteran leaving the team.
Yeah, and that's Nordin Amrabat, who's 9 years older than his brother, Sofyan Amrabat. His last appearance for the national team was in 2019, and he is a bit older, 34 years old. 64 caps he's got for the national team, but none coming in their recent set of matches.
Yeah, and a starter in the African Cup all the way since 2012. There, even in 2019, he was a starter. So a bit of a loss for Morocco there. But let us see who has made the team in the midfield.
Well, I guess I'll start with Hakim Ziyech because he did not make the team.
Wow.
Very surprised. But then the only other right midfielder there is Mohamed Chibi. He was not part of the initial 25-man squad, but added later. So makes up the 28-man squad going to Cameroon.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a kind of a substitute level of involvement. And I still kind of can't get over how few players they have in the midfield there, but maybe we'll find a few more among the left and right wingers. So, for left wingers, we have Zachariah Abdouklal, I should say, and we consider him likely. I think we should consider him possible because he only played four of their 10 games in 2021. Oh, but he was on the bench for six others, so participated in all the games, but not really as a starter.
Yeah, he is young, though, 21 years old, and currently plays with AZ Alkmaar in the Netherlands.
Right. He also got one of the goals in qualifying. Okay, next one is Soufiane Rahimi. We considered him possible because apart from his African Nations Championship and Arab Cup games, they're both kind of local tournaments. He played two of their 10 games in 2021 and was on the bench for three others, but not selected for five of them, including the last three.
Yeah, he plays for Al Ain in the United Arab Emirates, having previously played in Morocco. Yeah, just made his debut in 2021, but not many appearances recently, like you said.
Yeah. Okay, and then the next candidates are all unlikely or off the squad. So first one is Ismail El Haddad, and he had returned after a 2-year absence in December 2021 to play in the Arab Cup. So we kind of had a discussion about crossover there. I guess if he played exceptionally well, he might be a candidate here.
Yeah, and then a couple players seem to be off the team. Zakaria Hadraf, he last appeared for the national team in March 2019.
Right,
Yeah.
okay, and Abdelilah Hafidi is another player who seems to be off the team. Again, our African Nations Championship and Arab Cup games, so seems more of a local player, and he last appeared for the national team, the main national team, in March 2019. So a bit of a doubt, unlikely there.
And then as well, Moha Rasala, whose one and only cap came in 2020.
Right. So sometimes it's a bit hard to distinguish some of these guys who play locally, because they actually do get caps for the national team if they play in the African National Championship or in something like the Arab Cup. So, for example, Abdelilah Hafidi looks like, oh, wow, this guy's got 22 caps for the national team, but he's never played really in a tournament. It can be a bit deceptive. Should we do right wingers or check on those left wingers first?
We can do the together because I don't think our right winger's list is very long.
Oh, it isn't. Yeah. In fact, we just have one candidate, Usama Tanan, or maybe Tanani, and he's considered possible but unlikely. So we'll just say, on top of being unlikely, he played none of their games in 2021, but was on the bench for two games, and he was also suspended for the last five. So unlikely on two counts there, Connor.
Yeah, I'd agree with you. And just for reference, he plays his football with Vitesse in the Netherlands.
Okay, well, again, well, we'll see how many of these guys made it, but I'm kind of feeling the middle of the pitch is a bit empty for Morocco.
Yeah, and not many did make it. The only two players involved of the wingers we identified are Zakaria Abdoukhlal and Sofiane Rahimi, who was a third player that was added after the 25-man squad was announced. So Abdoukhlal we considered likely and Rahimi possible, but both are part of the squad.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it'd be very interesting to see who actually starts in the midfield, because it doesn't seem to me they have enough personnel to start it. But we have seen they have a lot of players kind of retiring or on the way out. So maybe they're a bit of a rebuilding phase. But we still have attacking midfielders to look at, and we're going to start with Eamon Barkok. And we consider him definite. He played all 10 games in 2021.
Sorry, just before we go on to the attacking midfielders, I should mention that one other winger was added just
Oh, okay.
to bring the midfielders to a close. And that was Tariq Tissou Dali.
Okay.
And yeah, he's a player with no caps for Morocco, so brand new to the squad, even though he's 28 years old.
Oh, okay, and I see he's on the left wing there.
That's right. So one more player for still a pretty small midfield.
Yeah, and I guess we'd have to consider him a substitute, hey?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Now, where did we leave off with Eamon Barkok? Did we? I said he played all 10 games, and But we didn't give any info about him yet.
Yeah, no, sorry to interrupt you there.
No, I'm glad you did.
Yeah, Barkok is 23 years old. Yeah, a regular for them in all of 2021. And he currently plays with Eintracht Frankfurt. He has 14 caps for the national team and all coming since 2020. So really seems an established member of the squad.
Yeah, very quickly established himself there. Okay, the next one is Ilias Chayar. We consider him likely because even though his first cap was in June, he played seven of their remaining eight games in 2021 and was on the bench for the one other.
Yeah, actually, I think it's the name is exactly how it is in English, just Ilias Chair.
Oh, I hear I was trying to be I was trying to be culturally sensitive.
Yeah, and he's a player who plays in the English Championship, so someone I'm familiar with. He plays for Queen's Park Rangers. Yeah, a good attacking midfielder, always a goal threat, and diminutive as well, just 5'2".
Oh, really?
Yeah, so
Great.
small.
I love when you come in with some of that championship information. It's great.
Yeah, of course, following Cardiff City is my passion, and that's the league they're in. But yeah, he's a very good player for QPR and seems to be a good player for Morocco too. Since debuting in 2021, he has seven caps and one goal to his name.
Right, well, both of those guys maybe answer my question about the empty midfielders because they've been consistently playing, even though they're fairly new to Morocco. So, be interesting to see them play. We do have a couple of possible candidates. One is Salim Amala, and he played the first eight of their 10 games in 2021. Was injured for one of those and not selected for the last match. So, eight of their 10 games, Connor, I think I'll move him up to likely.
Yeah, I think you can do that. Yeah, he has 12 caps and 3 goals since making his debut in 2019. So again, someone who seems to be new to the team but quickly established himself. And he plays with Standard Liège in Belgium.
Right, brand spanking new midfield for Morocco here. But not so new to the team is another possible candidate, Sofiane Boufal. He returned after a 2 year absence in September to play all six of their remaining games in 2021, though he started only one of those.
Yeah,
So if
interesting.
it's, yeah, substitute, sorry.
No, I'm just going to say kind of opposite of Ziyech, who played regularly except for the last six matches. And then you have a guy like Boufal, who wasn't part of the team and came in for the last six. So possibly a replacement for Ziyech of some sorts.
Yeah.
He's a talented midfielder who had a spell with Southampton in England, but currently plays with Angers in France.
Yeah, for the second time, actually. Returned to Angers. Okay, so he looks like more of a substitute, even in those six games he started only one. Here's a name, speaking of QPR, Adel Taarabt has come back to the Moroccan team recently. He played four of their 10 games in 2021 and was on the bench for one of those. But maybe it was fleeting, Connor, because he was not selected for the last five.
Yeah, interesting. I'm curious to see whether he'll be there. I mean, a bit of a temperamental player, but at his best, one of the most talented players around, really, kind of whichever squad he's with, absolutely lit it up for QPR several seasons ago. But he's fallen off a little bit. He currently plays with Benfica in Portugal, so a decent club there. But a bit patchier involvement for Morocco, as you said.
Yeah, I remember you telling me something about the Cardiff coach commenting on him.
Neil Warnock was manager of QPR at the time, and there was PSG were interested in purchasing him. So it just shows how well he was doing. And
Yeah.
when discussing rumors, Warnock mentioned it was a big fee. I forget if it was 10 or maybe even 20 million, and said his comment was if he got that sort of money for Taarabt, he'd drive him to Paris himself. As it was, a bid never materialized, and he stayed with there. But he's moved around since QPR, going to
Yeah.
Tottenham, Fulham, and others. But a funny story. Yeah. He never did end up in Paris after all.
Yeah, yeah. But I do remember him having a lot of potential. And it'll be definitely interesting if he makes the team. But then he seemed to kind of come and go there in 2021. Which is why we have him just as a possible. All right, we'd better move on to a couple of players maybe leaving the team. Mehdi Carcela Gonzalez. You want to take him, Connor?
Yeah, he last appeared for the national team in October 2019. He was part of the World Cup 2018 squad, but not part of a 2019 African Cup.
Yeah, never seemed to fully establish himself on the squad. And the last one we'll mention is Omar Al-Kadouri. He last played in October 2020 for the Cup, but even though he was a starter in 2017, he didn't make it to the 2018 or 2019 squad. So definitely kind of on his way out for a long time. I think we're ready to look and see which of these ones made it.
Yeah, so Morocco are bringing four attacking midfielders to Cameroon, and they're the first four names we mentioned. So that's Ayman Barcock, Elias Chair, Selim Amala, and Sofiane Boufal. So no room on the squad for Adel Taarabt.
Right, and I'm coding the first three of those as starters. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, all of them seem to be involved, you know, playing regularly, you know, the majority of their games in 2021. So you probably some of them playing, you know, perhaps deeper in central midfield.
Yeah.
They can all be attacking. But yeah, it does seem to explain some of the balance or the lack of balance in defensive midfielder. They have four attacking midfielders and three of them who seem to play in a lot of their games. So they're all on the field together.
Yeah, and it might make them a bit more attacking than they've been in previous cups, which would be good to see. Yeah, let's move on to the we don't have any secondary strikers, so we'll move directly to forwards. And obviously,
Sammy.
Thank you. Sammy May is Ryan May. Again, not sure if I'm saying that right. It's M-M-A-E-E is the spelling. But anyway, he returned after a five-year absence in September to play all six of their remaining games in 2021. What that means, Connor, is that he played his first cap in 2016 and then disappeared for 5 years and now came back seemingly as a starter.
Wow, that's very interesting. And he plays actually with his brother, with Ferencváros in Hungary. So they're teammates at the club and national level now.
Interesting. Great. Well, let's go to, even though he looks like a definite, Munir El Haddadi is a likely candidate. He earned his first cap in March and had played eight of their remaining 10 games in 2021 and was on the bench for the two others. So I might move him up to definite too. What do you think?
Yeah, with that sort of involvement, I think it could be. He only made his debut in 2021, but then was involved in all games since, basically, either starting or on the bench. He has two goals from his eight caps, so that's not a bad return either. And he currently plays with Sevilla in Spain.
Yeah, and in fact, he was not only born in Spain, but he played one cap for the Spanish national team in 2014. So I think once you've done that, you have to wait for 5 years to change teams. Is that right, Connor?
It depends, I think, too, whether the game was a friendly or not. I'm not sure all the rules, but I know now if you make a friendly, it basically doesn't lock you into a country.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. That's the rule now. I wonder if you played a friendly in 2014, whether it's kind of retroactive there. But I know a lot of national teams, they tried to hook a player into playing a game. And maybe that's what happened with Ryan May. The national teams tried to get them to play one qualifier or one game, and then they kind of had them.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll move on to the next candidate, Ayoub El Kabi. Ayoub El Kabi returned after a 2-year absence in March to play 6 of the remaining 10 games, including the last 5. And then he was on the bench for 3 others. So another very consistent player. I'm going to put him as a likely.
Yeah, very good goal scoring record. 19 goals across 28 caps. So that's quite impressive. That's almost, you know, 2 goals every 3 games. He currently plays his football with Hatayspor in Turkey.
I think that's the second time you've mentioned that team. Okay, next one is at the possible level, Ashraf Ben Charki. Ashraf Ben Charki has played 5 of their 10 games in 2021, though only for a total of 35 minutes. So coming in as a sub for all of those games. And he was on the bench for 2 others. But he might be a solid bench player, Connor.
Yeah, probably if he does make the squad, the bench is where he's most likely to play. And that's not just because his name is Ben Charki. We should mention.
You couldn't resist, could you?
I'm not with a name like that. Yeah, he has 19 caps and 1 goal, having made his debut in 2017.
All right. Now, a player with a bit more experience, and I'm really not sure. I've never been sure how to say his name. Do you have a shot at it, Connor?
I'll say Faisal Fajr.
Okay. Yeah, I thought it was Faisal, but I wasn't sure about the last name. Yes, he played 4 of their 10 games in 2021. Actually, quite experienced with the team, but only 4 games in 2021 and on the bench for 1 other and not selected for 5 matches. However, those were the first 5 matches, so he kind of came back into playing there.
Right. Yeah, he's a little bit older, 33 years old, and he's played for a number of clubs in Spain and France, though currently plays with Sivasspor in Turkey.
Right. And then a couple of other names to go through, though, there. No, I'm going to actually go down to Youssef En-Nesyri, and we have him as, whenever someone's injured, you don't know how likely they are. But if he was fit, we had him as likely. He played the first 5 of their 10 games in 2021, but was injured for the last 2. So we're not dead sure. And he had scored 2 of their goals in qualifying.
Yeah, he's a player with a decent goal-scoring record, 11 goals and 40 caps, but also a very good goal-scoring record with his team Sevilla, a name we've heard or a club we've seen already. I think injuries aside, we would expect him to be in the squad. So hopefully the injury doesn't keep him out.
Yeah, he seems to be a player improving with age because he was just a sub in 2017. And 2018, but then was a starter in 2019 and has moved up to Sevilla in the meantime. So not really sure where to place him, but we generally place injured player in the possible category, but a bit different than the other possible players. Okay, and then possible but unlikely is Walid Azaru. And we'll just say of him that he returned after a more than 2-year absence in December 2021 to play in the Arab Cup. So another Arab Cup player there.
Yeah, Rashid Alioui is another player whose last appearance for the national team was in November 2019.
Okay. And Youssef El Arabi. Had played for the first 2 of their 10 games in 2021, but wasn't selected for the last 8 matches there.
Yeah, he's 34 years old. And he plays with Olympiakos in Greece, but has 47 caps for the national team since 2010. But yeah, it doesn't seem to be as involved recently.
Yeah, I mean, he. I don't mean to disrespect him with 47 caps, but he was a sub in 2012. 2013, 2017, and didn't make the squad in 2018 and 2019. So he seems for a while to have been kind of drifting off the squad. Okay, maybe I'll do Abdurazak Hamdallah. Last played for the national team in June 2019.
Yeah, Usama Idrissi is another who last played in November 2019.
Okay, and both of those guys have a bit of experience in tournament, but seem to be off. And the last one we'll mention is Khalid Boutaï, and he last appeared in the 2019 African Cup. So a lot of forwards probably no longer with the squad there.
Yeah, lots of names for forwards, but I can tell you who they did bring, and there's five players.
Oh.
So that includes both of our definite players, Ryan May and Munir El Haddadi. It also includes Ayub El Kabi, who we listed as likely. Just one of our possible players made it. Akhtraf Bencharki did not, but Faisal Fajr did.
All right. I'm not really surprised there.
And then Yusuf En-Nesyri, who was an injury concern, he is on the team, which makes sense if he is healthy, or they expect him to be healthy.
Right. Yeah. Sometimes they do bring them injured, but hope they'll recover during the tournament. Well, I'm not that sure how to code them here, but I put Ryan May and Munir El Haddadi as starters, Ayub El Kabi and Yusuf En-Nesyri as maybes, and Faisal Fajr as a substitute. We may be totally wrong there, but do you have any insight there?
No particular insight. Munir El Haddadi did play 8 of the remaining 10 games in 2021. So, he would be the most consistent player over the last calendar year. So probably the one name I'd expect to see more likely even than Ryan May.
Yeah, and actually true Moroccan fans might know, when we say they played 8 of their 10 games, we don't necessarily know how many times they were subbing in there. And, you know, I'm eventually hoping to on this podcast to get some actual fans of the teams in, so a true Moroccan fan could maybe tell us in a bit more detail. But it's always a bit of fun to see how right or wrong we were. And we're going to go back over the squad just to go over the people we think who are probably starters for the squad. Do you want to take it away, Connor?
Yeah, well, we know Vahid Halahodzic will be the manager, and then we expect Yassine Bounou to be the goalkeeper. In defense, we'd expect to see Roman Saiz and Naif Aguerd in the middle of defense. And then...
Yeah, Sofian Chakla as a maybe there.
Yeah. And then just as you scroll down, looking at left backs, they seem to fit two left backs, Ashraf Hakimi and Adam Messina, both into the squad, even though they're both left defenders. But, you know, that being the case, we expect both of them to be involved.
Okay, on the right, we have possibly Sofian Alakouch, but as Connor says, maybe one of those left backs will come across.
Yeah, in central midfield, Sofian Amrabat and Imran Louza seem the most likely candidates.
Right.
Not a lot of wingers or identified wingers in the squad, but Zakaria Abouklal would be the most likely to start from our perspective.
Okay, and it seems like a lot of the defensive midfielders and central ones have been replaced by attacking midfielders, which makes me feel excited that there'll be a bit more of an attacking squad this time.
Yeah, they have a couple players in the attacking midfield position, but Ayman Barkok, Ilias Chair, and Salim Amala all seem to be playing regularly for them. And then up front, we discuss Ryan May and Munir El Haddadi as the two forwards.
Right, and we expect to see Ayoub El Kabi and Yusuf En Nesyri probably coming on as substitutes if they don't start. All right, well, that brings us to the end or close to the end, unless you have some discussion about the team, Connor.
No, Morocco were the seeded team in their group, so they come in with kind of big expectation. I think they're a team that we expect to go kind of far in the tournament. But if you want to hear more about our predictions and more about the team in general, you can check out our other podcasts, which like this one are available on our website, soccerfiles.captivate.fm. And you can also email us any comments, questions, or corrections, perhaps, at soccerfiles@gmail.com.
Right, and as you often say, the easiest way to find us might be just to search "soccer files," plural, at on Google or International Soccer Preview.
That's right.
All right, well, great talking to you about this, Connor, and hope you enjoy the African Cup.
Yeah, looking forward to watching some games now.
All right, all the best.
Bye.